What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called?
One of my favorite things about doing this podcast is our checklist for starting.
Oh, yeah.
Is like, are the cameras set up? Are our headphones on? Are the microphones ready? Did we both poop? Have we pooped? Okay, yeah. Well, we're ready to go.
Yeah, that's not that different from when I was six.
Right.
It's like, well, we're about to go somewhere with Caleb.
Did he poop?
Yeah. Are we hungry?
Are we hungry, Caleb? Uh-huh.
Did you go before you left the house?
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Recording this podcast is a lot like driving across country to see your grandmother.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Did you poop? Did you eat? Do you have everything you need? Yeah. We were talking about, I was like, oh, you know what it was? In the middle of the night last night, the shower curtain in our bathroom fell down.
Oh.
Nikki and me.
Okay.
And
no one was in there?
And no one was in there.
Okay.
I like went in and looked and there was no one in there. That would be pretty funny to break in and like sneak all the way to the bathroom only to knock the shower curtain in. Oh, I'm going to steal the tub.
That's what the ghosts do.
Yeah. So I was thinking like, if you believe, people who believe in ghosts think that that's how you know there's a ghost there. They knock something over. It's always like, ooh, they knock something off a shelf. And I was just thinking about that, and it occurred to me that if that's true, if that's what a ghost is, because it's never anything more than that.
Right.
You see like a figure on a wall, or a light switch comes on, or the water starts running, or something falls off a shelf.
Yeah.
If that's what ghosts do, that means you definitely shouldn't be afraid of ghosts, because ghosts are spending all their time trying not to hit stuff. Like, if the only thing that ever happens is every now and then they knock down a shower curtain, that means that what happened was the ghost was like, help me.
Tried to get a free shower.
He was trying, like, I just think if I'm in the shower, they won't know I'm here. No. And like in our heads, it's this thing that just walks around like knocking shit off. Like, I'm here. I'm dead, but I'm here. But yeah. I think it's dead and it's hiding. And it like doesn't want to upset us.
It's just like in a movie where they're about to get found. So they throw something to the other side of the woods.
Totally.
And they go, oh, well, I heard a cabinet close. And then the ghost is like, now I can slip out the window.
Totally. It like noticed itself about to fall off the chair. It was sitting next to us watching us sleep.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, shit. And it just like ran over and pulled the shower curtain and then darted out. And then went and haunted the neighbors.
Right. Because it got spooked when it saw itself in the mirror. It's like, shit, they can see me in the mirror?
Right.
Oh, just the mirror. Great.
Oh,
now I'm going to have to knock down the shower curtain.
First of all, who put the mirror here?
And why?
Oh my God. You know, when I was signing up to haunt for the week, you know, I'm only getting Mondays and Wednesdays anymore. Way too many ghosts. There's way too many ghosts in heaven and hell. I mean, why are they both in both? But whatever. So I signed up to haunt. You know, it used to be, it told you which places had mirrors. And there's really two types of ghosts. Ones that that fuck with mirrors and ones that don't. Some of them are haunting. They want it to be a little difficult. You want to jump over a mirror, slide under it. Some people are trying to knock shit over. Someone's trying to scare the kids. I'm just trying to look at them. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to stand over their bed and look at them. And if they wake up, cause their body to freeze and not be able to move, and all they see is a dark, dark figure, and it terrifies them for the rest of their life. But that's like worst case scenario. Really, I'm hoping they sleep, they're having a nice dream, and I'm just like, look at their face. I'm dead. They have a face. Living piece of shit. One thing that you know that they don't talk about a lot is dead people, they don't like living people. We don't like them. Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
No.
You think boomers hate millennials?
Absolutely.
Wait, what do you get? About 1,000 years removed.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude. By the way, when the boomers die, they're going to haunt the shit out of us.
Oh,
thought about that? They're going to be knocking whole houses down. They don't know what the value of fucking anything. And then when millennials die, we're not going to knock over anything. We're going to be like, ooh, that's yours.
You're going to hear the
ghost, the only thing they own,
whispering in your ear like, you should invest in the stock market.
Yeah, totally.
I had two jobs when I was your age.
That was actually 9/11. A boomer knocked over the towers.
Boy, that's true. I don't know who did it, but it was a boomer.
Boomers did 9/11.
It was not us.
And this segment of the podcast is called Clickbait. We're going to cut out only this clip and put it on the internet and see what the fuck happens.
Boomers did 9/11.
Have you noticed this, by the way? Everybody who's huge in podcasting now, 5 years ago, was posting clips on Instagram that was just like, I literally think everyone who disagrees with me should be in a camp. Say you disagree and I'll punch you. Punching is right. Laying down is wrong. They just like say these extreme stances.
Yeah.
Here are the 5 most racist thoughts I've ever had. And
well, I would click on that.
Exactly.
Because I want to know.
And they were not funny clips, but everyone was like, click, 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 you know?
Well, if you're going to post a racist video, let me know.
Right.
You know, let me know in the title so I can go, ooh, I don't want to be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Let's see this racist shit. Let's see how racist the world can get.
Even if you did
this is how
that.
Terry Bradshaw got his HBO special, by the way.
Terry Bradshaw?
You see that? Terry Bradshaw got an HBO special.
The football player?
The football player.
I was like, there has
commentator.
To be. I know there's 2 Tom Brady's at one point, but I didn't know there's a Terry. Terry Takkar is the new Tom.
Yeah, this is mostly an audio podcast. Some of you are watching on video, and I'll show you.
So Terry Bradshaw is doing stand-up?
But I don't know. I haven't watched the special, but I want you to see the promo for it.
Going Deep.
Going Deep.
Of course it's called Going Deep.
With Terry Bradshaw, and he's got a microphone, and it says, a legend pulls back the curtain.
Wow.
On his butthole. Going Deep.
I wonder if it would be so funny if it had nothing to do with his career or football or anything. He just opens up when he's like, these kids are eating ass.
Yeah.
What?
You guys, have you found this out? Frozen yogurt's not yogurt. Frozen yogurt's not yogurt. Wow, that's a real Hail Mary they threw. It's, it's all a football punchline, but nothing else.
Deflategate.
Yeah.
That's what I call my dick.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Terry, no.
Man, Pizzagate would have gone a lot different if they had a better D-line.
Wait, so why is he, has he done stand-up in the past?
I have no idea, man.
Wow. I know Blake Griffin's tried it.
Yeah, at least Blake Griffin, though, is like doing comedy things.
Right, right.
He's like trying to be a comedian and an actor. And yeah, that's annoying because he already is famous. But like, I think Terry Bradshaw's just doing some Mike Tyson shit. Like he just.
Right. What if it's really good?
I mean, he's funny.
It would be real, man. That would be so weird to be like Richard Pryor, Terry Bradshaw, George Carlin.
Right, totally.
What if it's great?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
My favorite comedians are Refrigerator Perry, Dr. Oz.
Dick Butkus. Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, the owner of Circuit City. the first guy to bench press.
Who was the first guy to bench press?
Yeah, might have been Terry Bradshaw.
That would be funny.
Yeah, totally.
Has it been around that long?
I don't know.
You ever see those, like, it's a circus, and they're like, it's the strongest man, and he looks like, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, you have the body of Ray Romano, and you are the strongest man.
From the beginning of time until 1955, the strongest man on Earth had a really nice mustache.
Right, that was his main thing.
Yeah, totally.
He had no abs. And he couldn't lift that much weight.
Yeah, weights were just a tree branch with 2 bowling balls at the end of it. He had a really nice mustache.
Right, the bowling ball. I mean, like, hey, this guy's about to deadlift 55 pounds.
And it was just a circus thing. After this guy, yeah, that's so funny, dude. After this guy lifts 2 blocks of ice, we're going to see a seal do a backflip. And that's ESPN right now.
It hadn't even occurred to him to lie at the circus.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is as strong as men can be.
Yep, it weighs 2 Kleenex boxes, and he's going to lift it. You're not going to believe this. Finish your cotton candy. A bear's going to run fast.
After that, we're going to watch a man run a mile. Whoa, a whole
and
mile?
And then a woman will fall 10 feet into a pool that's quite big.
Ha 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 ha. Damn.
Oh, man.
Whatever happened to...
And on your way out, buy a shirt that fits with no logo on it. everything's normal here at the circus. Welcome to the past, where we haven't thought of stuff yet. Yeah.
I wonder the first guy that was like, they're like, oh, we got popcorn at the circus. You know, we'll charge him a nickel. And some guy's like, why don't we charge him a dime? They go, well, that's more than
that's
it's worth.
That's insane.
It's only worth a nickel.
We sell people what it costs. No one makes money. It's the 50s.
They probably threw that guy in the tiger pit. Ah, oh, he's trying to charge people double.
That's insane. And those exact same people are like, the only way to live is to fuck everyone now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a
sure,
bummer.
I'm poor, but I love the people that fuck me. That's what I like about America. I like a government that makes me feel bad and lies to me. Oh, man.
We get rid of daylight savings time.
Is that happening for sure?
Senate passed it. Unanimous.
Senate passed it.
Pretty good.
Unanimous.
What the hell?
America can agree on two things. Daylight saving sucks and dogs are good.
Dogs are good.
That's it. We just passed a resolution that dogs are good. Getting rid of daylight saving. That's so funny. Fine. I'm glad. Good. Was there some sort of financial benefit to that, though? Oh, wasting our fucking time voting on that bullshit?
Well, think about the more money changes hands is better for the economy, right? I don't know. Uh-huh. I've heard that, and I've never looked it up. But I heard someone say it one time.
A lot of people say it.
You want money changing hands is what you want.
Uh-huh.
So when everyone is late to work 1 week, 2 weeks a year, everyone's late to work somehow.
Okay.
That's probably bad, right? If everybody's like, shit, I'm late.
But are they? Are most people late to work?
That's what I blame it on. Daylight savings.
You don't have a job.
Right. That's why.
You're going to get a job
now?
Can
you explain this gap in your resume? And I go, it's an hour.
Daylight savings. man.
You were unemployed in between 2 and 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I go, no, I wasn't.
It was hard for me to wake up for part of March. So I got fired.
Yeah. Anytime they call an ex-employer, they're just like, he never got the clocks. Just couldn't get them right.
Oh, man.
Well, I used to also, when I did have jobs, I would wake up. If I had a noon shift, I would wake up at 11:50. I would wake up and run as I put on my shoes, get in my car, speed, and get to work 40 seconds late every day.
Man, I'm late here, and I love this.
And you wake, but you wake up at a reasonable time. I wasn't even trying to like have a day.
What is that, by the way? Isn't that interesting? Up until I was like probably 28, I would sleep all the way up until I had even anything to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I could sleep until 4 p.m. if I didn't have anything to do.
Right. If I had something at 4, I'd sleep till 3:55.
Absolutely. And now I wake up at 10, and that's late for most people my age, I think.
I know. It's going to get earlier.
Yeah.
It's only
my God.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. People keep saying that, oh, you're going to get old. You're going to wake up at 4 a.m.
No way.
I just like the feeling of sleep so much.
You're going to wake up at 4. You're going to go to bed at 4:15.
I've noticed that
you're going to be a cat.
I want to be a cat.
I do want to be a cat.
They have a great life.
Be fat as hell. Someone pets me.
Mm.
Everyone's always like, what's he up to? Then they go and find you. You're just asleep. There he is. That would be a great existence. If your whole existence was everything, every time people saw you, they'd be like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
That'd be so great.
Just you see my stomach going up and down kind of
yeah,
slowly.
Okay. He's not
Nobody's
dead.
Like, ooh, he's a sweepy boy.
Yeah, totally. Like, hello. Yeah. Good morning. And you're like, good morning. Ugh, is there coffee? Oh, he wants a coffee.
All your friends grab your head like with both hands. And you're like, it's hard.
Okay, I'll let you do this if I don't have to have a job. Which is probably a lot of cats' life.
Yeah.
Like, fine, you can squeeze my tummy and you can hold me in the air and you can swing me to the beat of some song on TikTok as long as I do not have to go to work.
I think the rules for myself have always been, if you will pay all my bills and feed me, you can grab my head with both hands
Absolutely.
At any moment.
Yeah.
My parents used to.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to look right into the camera. If you pay for my stuff, you can do anything to my body that you want. Yeah, that's right.
That's why I'm a little worried if Biden pays off my loans. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, man. He's going to put his whole foot in your ass. That's what that, you know, that dude, man, that guy's so regular forever.
Yeah.
He took the train from Delaware. You know what I mean? He's like the most boring man on earth. He's got some hidden kink in there.
He has to.
Yeah, man.
I think I know what it is, too.
Yeah, killing people overseas.
I mean, you don't want to find out that's your kink.
Right.
There's only a few people who've gotten to figure it out. Turns out it's all the presidents.
Yeah, so, totally. Man,
it feels pretty good.
It might be everyone's kink and almost no right. one can
no
do
one
it.
No one knows, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, ah.
What's this button do? And then you just come so hard. All sorts of people die. And you're like, wow.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, let's say you wake up, like, do you have student loans still?
No, I don't.
Damn, I wish that was me. I have them. Yeah. And I also didn't graduate. So I just have these loans and I didn't learn anything. Didn't get a piece of paper. People go, I paid $50,000 for a piece of paper. I'm like, I didn't get shit.
Yeah, dude. I have a degree in psychology. It's like just going to college for 4 years and they give you a bunch of drink tickets.
Oh, nice.
Which is...
At least that's something.
Sort of what I did, yeah.
I want the drink tickets. But yeah,
I learned
I still
how to wash dishes. Okay.
I wash dishes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But so I have them and I'm like, if I woke up tomorrow and they just give me an email and they're like, Biden paid it.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay.
Well, I guess he can see my asshole.
What does he want? What's he want? Because I, you know.
Right.
That's nice.
Right. But what's happening next?
But right.
Right.
Do
right.
I have, should I even vote next time? It yeah. feels weird. If I do vote for you, I'm going to feel like you bought it.
Right.
But I'm glad you did. But if I don't vote for you, then I'm like, he's got to be like, what do I have to do
totally.
To get Caleb's vote?
Right. Right.
You know?
Well, just in general, that's always been weird to me. The fact that you can donate a ton of money to someone for any reason. I'm not talking about just voting, you know?
Right.
I feel like if I donate $1 million to Habitat for Humanity, I should get dinner.
Yes.
Once,
right.
You know?
You should get a Habitat.
I should get
you
one
should get
Habitat.
One of them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think there has to be, even when somebody who I straight up do not like.
Yeah.
Do not like them. Wouldn't be sad if I never saw him again. If they see me out and they buy me a beer and they hand it to me, I'm talking to you for a while.
Absolutely.
Because my parents brought me up.
Now you've described all of dating.
Yeah.
You just said the thing that every woman said, but negatively. If a guy buys me a drink, I'm talking to him.
Right. So the other day I'm at a bar, Lindsey Graham buys me a beer.
Right.
I say, I don't really support, I think you're not a good guy. But then now we're hanging out on his boat.
Right.
And I'm like, I shouldn't be here. And he's like, come on. I got...
Come on. The thing
come
about
on,
Lindsey
Graham
is that he is so... It's so funny because, like, man, watching videos... Like, I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost the worst guy who ever lived. Ever. But he gets me. He's so charismatic. He actually is. Just the way he moves his body and his face... It's so crazy. It's like clearly a skill.
Yeah.
And everything he says, luckily, I'm aware enough of what he's doing and what he's done
right.
to keep locked in on fuck him. But he gets me every time. I have to remind myself.
Yeah.
You know, like the older you get, you're like, your brain will get depressed and you have to be like, that's you doing that. You know,
yeah,
you did
yeah.
that. I had to do that with Lindsey Graham. He's like, hey, man, let's kill everybody. And I'm like, yeah, let's kill everyone. No. Truly. He's just like, I think sex should always have to be paid for. Always. Always.
Well, if there's no such thing as a free lunch, there's no such thing as free sex.
Absolutely.
I've been saying it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying the sex tax somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It with your
one
time.
One way or another. It comes back. You know? Either you're paying in buying dinner or in just blah, blah, blah. No. Yeah. I was doing an impression of every comedian 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they were all the same.
They were.
You imagine not getting a sick... You're a straight white guy in the 90s.
Right.
And you're a stand-up, you've been doing it 10 years.
And not getting...
And you don't get a show.
Totally.
What the fuck?
I'll raise you one. Being a stand-up comedian, white guy in the 70s, and not getting on The Tonight Show
right.
is, like, truly insane.
I remember talking to people that watched it, and they're like, it's hard with YouTube now, but they're like, there was a white guy doing stand-up on The Tonight Show. They're like, there was every a day. While when it was every day.
It was every day, and there were dudes who, like... I remember when I started in L.A., every now and then somebody would show up to my open mic that was like, I was one of the first people ever to do The Tonight Show. There was this guy, Alan something. And he was like one of the least, it was Alan Greenspan. Yeah. I was the first person, and the Koch brothers used to be a comedy duo.
Yeah.
They would talk
at the same
time. They sold
their act to the Sklars.
Yeah. Totally. Because they wanted to change career directions and start ruining everyone's life.
We're only ruining a full bar of people's life.
We used what to, if we could... we used to make everybody at Bar Lubitsch feel awkward, and now we're make everyone in America die early.
Yeah.
No, truly, this guy—I forget his name. He was nice to me, but I saw him go up a bunch, and I was like, you know, like sure, I'm sure he hadn't gone up in a while, and so his chops were down. But like, also, you can. The guy would have been doing stand-up for 40 years at that point.
Yeah.
And you can see if someone has funny. And I was like, this guy's just like patently not fucking funny. He's just not funny. He's not fucking good. And he's like, yeah, I was one of the first five people to do Tonight Show.
Wow.
And like Rich Scheidner, you remember Rich?
Yeah.
He made that movie I Am Comic. He was around for a while and he was one of those guys and who was just like one of the first comedians ever. And he told me like... Yeah, you know, we started touring, and then as I was driving across the country, comedy clubs were opening, and they would be like, oh, you're here. You should do a weekend. It's like, what? That's crazy.
That's like, it's just him and a tumbleweed driving through a state.
Yeah.
And they're like, that looks like a comedian.
Yeah.
Come totally. On in.
I started doing stand-up around the time of the Louisiana Purchase.
Welcome to Louisiana Purchase Comedy Club.
It's big.
The only comedy club in the tri-state area.
Pretty soon it's going to be 27 comedy clubs, but not yet. Tickets are 1 cent and we pay you $1 million. Get on in here. No one knows what entertainment is. Also, there's a genocide.
Yeah, well, there's always genocide comedy club.
Welcome to Genocide Comedy Club.
There is going to be a 2-drink minimum and you got to leave.
There's a lot of expats in here.
So that's what drives me nuts. It's so crazy. There was a time when there was no comedy clubs. And then within a week, there was just like a weird, suddenly there was 100 or 200.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And it's like, so they're like, all right, we're opening up the improv. It's a new idea we have. We're going to call a club this. We need a headliner. Who do you get? There's no, right. How do you know who does it? It doesn't exist yet.
Totally.
They're like, I don't know.
Nobody has a cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
How do we find out?
Well, I think it was that there were so few people that phone numbers were only 3 digits long.
Right. And everybody's in the phone book.
Everybody's in the phone book. And like, I think all the comedians are at least above 600. So just start making calls.
I wonder who headlined the first club. Was it Jay Leno? Who was it?
Wow. First comedian to headline a club. Yeah. I want like the first.
Like a club in just a city. Like the club in Detroit. Or Birmingham, or, you know, just a club out there in the world.
Yeah, I wonder. Because there was that period of time in the, like, 50s and 60s when there were people like Lenny Bruce and Abbie Hoffman and shit that were doing, like,
right.
nightclubs. Or what jazz clubs is what they would do, right? Yeah. And they would, like, have evenings where they would talk. And they called it stand-up, but it was, like, everyone's smoking in there.
Right.
And they're just, like, telling 30-minute stories about, like, one time they went to the store.
Right, which is wild to me that attention spans used to be... Well, when you can smoke inside, your attention span better, there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Long attention span, we will all smoke.
Man, I mean, that's like one of the things that will never be, like, to make it serious for just a moment. That'll, like, we bring back a lot of things, which is cool, you know, like punk gets reborn every 15, 20 years in one way or another. And stand-up recirculates, and there's, like, new types of it, and we sort of, like, reinvest in old types of music in a lot of ways. But I don't think that's an experience we'll ever be able to have, just because of what stand-up's become, right? I would love to sit in a smoky nightclub and watch Abbie Hoffman talk.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah, that would be... There's something about it, and now they even sometimes you see like they'll replicate it. They'll be like, it'll just be a straight up, very respectable stand up in a theater, and they're like, let's get a fog machine. Right. You know, put it on, turn it on for like a minute, right, so that it feels smoky in here.
And then Kevin Hart is like, and lasers.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
shit. All right.
You know, I miss the old days. You know, it's like the gym of comedy when it was just lasers and fire.
Right. 50 years from now, they're gonna be like, someone's gonna be like, that's something that we'll never be able to do now. See Kevin Hart do stand up after lasers. Because stand-up is all in the middle of the desert now, and we're all covered in blood.
We are all dead.
We're all, yeah.
Do you think you would ever, like let's say you go super viral and you're like selling out big theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever pop out of the middle of the stage?
Oh, man, only as a bit. I could
never. Because I would love to see that. You like raise up. If you do it fast or slow, it's funny. Like there's a curtain in front and it's just your silhouette.
The problem is that ego and posturing are so the opposite of comedy to me. And they're definitely the opposite of my comedy. Like my comedy, I think, is entirely ingenuine on me being a big old donger. You know what I mean? Just being
big donger.
Just being a loser to end all losers. I got to be able to walk out and be like, so I'm a box of ramen, am I right? I'm a piece of shit. I got no money. Everybody gets to punch me in the face after the show. So if I show up and I'm like, Dave Ross is back, all right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it'll work. But flying in. I'd love to fly in. Parachute into my show.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Who does that? What's his name? Does Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Who like, take a jetpack to the stage.
So crazy. How does that work for him? He's one of the only people that's able to do it. He's like, well, I'm just a simple man with a...
Well, I showed up in boots and a fucking jetpack.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Boots and a jetpack. All right.
I remember the first time I bought a used helicopter. It's like, well, it's a used helicopter, yeah, that he bought at the rodeo. Yeah.
But, like, wow. The idea of you... taking a jetpack to the stage.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dave Ross.
You take the jetpack.
And I don't bring it up. Oh, man. You guys see? You guys hear about the hidden menu at In-N-Out? Oh, my God. It's great. Animal style, you know? What's animal about it? Oh, they just put Thousand Island on it. And my jetpack just like starts back up and like fires into the crowd and kills somebody. Audience member dies at terrible show.
Well, it's also, you want it to be like an outdoor amphitheater if you're going to take the jetpack.
Totally.
But if you just took a jetpack to the Virgil.
Oh, man, totally. Jetpack Dave does hot tub.
I can't park my car because what?
Yeah, well, I had to bring my jetpack because I'm parking around here. Oh, my God. Oh, why is street cleaning at night? I hate this neighborhood. I just feel like having a jetpack would change your entire act. Like, how could you?
But it'd be even funnier if it didn't.
and it, like, lowers. Everyone give it up for Dave Ross. And that's me landing. And I like take the mic off the stand and I set my jetpack against the wall. And I'm like, oh man. So I'm pretty lonely.
The stool shatters because your jetpack weighs 1,000 pounds.
Totally. Oh, man. You ever be fucking your wife and you like, I start fucking the jetpack? Oh, man.
You're like, what else? Your whole jetpack flight, you couldn't think of nothing else? Yeah, I was flying over the city.
That's so funny. Man. So on the way here, I saw a cumulonimbus. Right? And it was in the shape of my balls. Like, I just don't know.
Now
yeah, the guy that
happen.
Comes up out of the stage,
yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, fire goes off. Like Gaffigan doing that.
Just right. Like... Or you've seen those Sinbad specials where he would come out, it would be like a dance song. He would have 10 backup dancers. Sinbad's like doing a handstand, flipping around, 360 moonwalk. Like Sinbad started a show.
JB Smoove is like that too.
And imagining Gaffigan attempting that.
Oh man, totally.
Is the funniest thing I can imagine.
How long was he down there?
I didn't know he could twerk like that. I didn't really want to see it. I just thought it was going to be jokes.
I think it's weird that he wore a thong. I didn't think comedians wore Speedos, really.
Wow, I thought Pete Davidson was cool. Looks like
he's got a pretty big junk. Is this a stand-up show or a strip show?
Oh, man. How much is a jetpack? Like, I want this to happen now. I want you to do a special where you show up in a jetpack.
Oh, man. I mean, what about you showing up in a jetpack?
Ooh, I would die. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
You know? I'd be afraid to even come up, you know. I feel weird even walking to the stage like a cool guy. Like, right. Walking out there like, what's up?
Dude. What's up? And there's that thing that some people do, I used to try to do, where you walk out, and then as you're getting to the mic, you're like, yeah! Yes! What's up, everybody? I used to try to do that. Be like, ah, hey! Oh, man. Everyone here is so attractive. I used to say shit like that when I was like trying to not be nervous when I started. Wow, you're all so hot. And it's like, I don't even like that. I walk up and I'm like, hello.
Hello.
It's the only part, the only thing I do that feels right. Well, I'm so, this it feels so not okay to me, the jetpack thing. That I don't know if you noticed, but like for the past 5 minutes as we've been talking about it, in my head the gears have been turning, trying to think of stand-up jokes following a jetpack that would be funny, and I couldn't even think of any, either ironically or earnestly, that would work. I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine landing on stage with a fucking jetpack.
You would find a way to make it funny. You would be like, my girlfriend hates when I call her from the jetpack. You know?
Right, sure.
Can't hear a lot.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, oh, what's that? I hit a dead spot.
You know what I think I would do if I had to? Well, I would show up in a jetpack, be like, hey, everybody, you guys got a jetpack? Where's your jetpack? Man, you guys are poor, huh? Bunch of poor losers here came in a car.
That's good.
Dipshits. Man.
It's really funny.
So you know when you're riding your jetpack to a comedy show? The best part about riding a jetpack to a comedy show is you can pee on the city below you. And nobody knows.
No one even thinks it's pee.
Everyone just thinks their upstairs neighbor's mad. And then you're like, well, Dave, what if they're on the roof? Like, what if they are on the roof? Then they just think someone in the air hates them. And it's me.
So do you think there could be, okay, part of me is like barely thinks jetpacks are real.
I don't think they are.
Are they not real?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Sorry, dude.
What?
Man, if you're not watching on YouTube, you can't see how sad Caleb just got.
So how did Garth Brooks do it? Is it a pretend jetpack?
Wait, did he show up on a jetpack?
That's what I heard. Was it a CGI thing?
I think he was probably on wires, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, a jetpack, dude. Like, how would that even work?
All right, I'm Googling
it. It would, like, burn your butt.
No, but it's pointing away from your butt. As long as you don't have a
pointing away
ass.
From your butt?
Yeah.
Well, then you would show up
you
laying
point
down.
The jets, okay. Our jetpack.
You would land laying down if it's pointing perpendicular to your back.
Well, you got to correct.
I guess it would be far. It would be, like, it would be a backpack you put on, and there would be tubes that make it go like a few feet away from your back.
Says they're real.
Real jetpacks have been developed using a variety of mechanisms. Okay, and you're showing me a photo of a real jetpack, and the guy is also holding a gun?
Yeah.
I don't believe that this is real.
I think it's real. I think there's real jetpacks.
Their uses are much more limited than their fictional counterparts because of the challenges of the Earth's atmosphere, gravity, the low energy density of utilizable fuels, and the human body not being suited to flight.
And burning your butt.
It's like, yeah, jetpacks are real, but they're toys, and they don't do anything.
But I think they could get Garth Brooks to a stage from, like, a balcony.
Sure, sure, sure. That makes sense. Yeah. The term jet suit is used for a system incorporating a jetpack and associated jets attached to the arms to increase maneuverability.
What about feet jetpack, just on your boots?
Oh,
like
yeah. I guess I've seen this. Like, it's not, like, a jetpack, really. It's not, like, jet fuel.
Right.
It's just, like, air. It's like really powerful.
Yeah.
Fans, I think.
So cool.
Man, it's a magnet.
I bet you Biden has asked about it.
Can I get a jetpack? I'm the president. I've been taking the train for years. I think I've earned it. Here's what I want to do. I want to fly a jetpack to where the alien is. I want to see the alien dead body in the jetpack. Then I want some ice cream. How many times a week do you think Biden asks for ice cream? I'll bet you it's every day.
I bet he has a button.
Yeah.
You know? I bet he has a nuclear football and then an ice cream football.
A red phone and a pink phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Red phone for missiles, pink phone for ice cream. Every now and then he mixes them up. That's why the war between Russia and Ukraine started.
He's going like,
and it went to Putin. Putin was like, what? Really? Fuck.
Yeah.
And it was, man, shit.
Dude,
I just had a little tingle in my sweet tooth.
We should do this dramatic reading of this maybe on the Patreon or something. But have you've heard about the telephone conversation between Bill Clinton and Tony Blair? It went viral. Oh, it's just really funny. We'll do it on that. But it's really funny.
Oh, okay.
But we'll do it like we did on Lizzie's thing, where we'll read the thing. It's so
great.
Funny.
Why don't we do it on the Patreon this week?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, welcome to What's It Called?
Welcome. Jetpack Town.
And I don't know if you know this, but we have a Patreon.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Check it out.
With bonus episodes on it. And sometimes we like to integrate the content from the regular feed into the Patreon, much like we did 10 seconds ago.
Hell yeah.
We organically brought up something that might happen on the Patreon and then promoted it on the regular feed. And that's how you grow your viewership.
So you got to grow it. And
that's right.
And we want to have an ice cream phone.
Yeah.
And one day we're going to make enough on Patreon. We'll be the ice cream boys.
And this has been your article for the day on internetmoney.com. We're Dave and Caleb from internetmoney.com. If you want to make money on the internet, you got to listen to us.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You got to spend money to make money.
That's right. And it's got to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to tell you how to turn pennies into crypto.
Do you have a savings account?
Of course I do.
I don't have one. Should I get one?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What am I going to put in there? I don't have any money.
Well, okay, that's a fair point. You do, yeah, why get one if you don't have any money?
I don't have any money.
But you should get one and then put a little bit of money in there.
I guess.
Does
it have a fee? Is there a fee?
No, the opposite.
Okay.
It makes money for you.
I heard there was a fee.
Well, I mean, you don't get one with a fee.
Okay.
Some of them, I guess, will have a fee if you go below a minimum amount of money.
Well, that was what used to happen to me. That's why I got rid of mine.
Right.
Because they were like, you don't have any money. And then I'd be like, my savings would see negative $12. And they're like, that's your no money fee.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Like, well, what's the maintenance if there's no...
I mean, the thing is, if you're fully broke, why do anything? I mean, it gives
that's
a
what
shit.
I've been doing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Totally. Yeah. But also, I've had a savings account for a long time, and I didn't really put a lot of money in it because I would just spend all the money I made.
Right.
Recently, I was able to save a little bit of money. And it's crazy, like a dollar or two of dividends show up in my account every month.
Oh, that's dope. You get dividends?
Yeah, so that's like Whoa. What a savings account is for. The interest rate is the opposite of a credit card.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you make a lot less money, but that's the point of it.
Man, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
This is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year Caleb gets a savings account.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a dollar in there a month.
Just like Tom Sawyer.
10 years from now, you'll have 15 cents. Just like Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer gets a bank account. I love that book. Yeah, man.
Did you ever read
that book? It's the most racist savings account you could ever get. Sorry, what were you saying?
I already forgot. Yeah. I was just thinking of a racist savings account. Mm. Like, what could that be?
Yeah, I guess what would that be?
Oh.
I mean, it would just only charge certain people, I think.
I guess. Or it's like a 401 triple K, something like that.
Oh, there
that
you
sounds
go.
A little racist.
That does sound racist.
Yeah, I'm going to get a savings account. But y'all need to join this Patreon.
It's like it's you fun. Need an ID.
Yeah. I want to get a fake savings account when I was 18.
Yeah, join our Patreon. It's really good content.
Hell yeah.
And if you listen to it, then, you know, you'll be a part of our content money-making machine.
Yeah, and I have this with podcasts I like, because I listen to my favorite podcasts. I listen to them all, and then there's a few days a week where there's nothing to do, where I'm like, well, what am I going to listen to on the bus? What am I going to listen to on this drive? You know, what am I going to listen to when I'm folding clothes or doing dishes? And I'm like, and then I just, like, have my thoughts. Horrible.
Fuck thoughts.
No, and I'm like, what am I? I guess I'll listen to Back in Black again. No.
Yeah.
Get those bonus episodes.
Yeah, there's only so many times I can listen to Cold Hard Bitch by Jet before I'm really, really bored, you know? Like, oh, she's a cold hard bitch. That's right. That's what she is. Now I remember. Yeah.
So is she bad?
I guess.
Those don't sound that bad of qualities.
For the record, that was a joke. We are anti-Jet.
We don't
and
like Jet.
I guess it was obvious it was a joke, but I do need to hammer home the point that I don't like Jet. And it's not just because they put a song on the radio called Cold Hard Bitch. I kind of already am like, you're a douchebag.
And then their other song, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
That's
you
what
just
it is.
Called me a cold hard bitch.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not gonna be your girl.
You answered your own question immediately.
I'm gonna go fuck that guy from Buck Cherry.
Yeah, you release a song called Do You Wanna Go to the Store with Me? And then the next song is called I'm Gonna Rob You. I don't think so.
That's why the band didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Couldn't sustain all the...
Oh, maybe I will be my girl. You're a cold hard bitch!
Whoa!
Oh, I said maybe. Oh my God.
It'd be like if the Beatles had a song called And By Hold Your Hands, I Mean Fuck. Like,
yeah.
Whoa! I don't know.
Exactly.
John.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. They write a song called And We Kill the People That Come Into the Yellow Submarine With Us. Yeah. Our website is what's it called? Rodeo.
Yes, it is.
Follow us on the social medias, you know, at What's It Pod. And we're twitch.tv/what's it called if you want to stream with us on Tuesdays. What else we got? We got that Patreon
man, we
talked
Discord,
about. Oh, yeah. Join our Discord.
You get a shout out if you join our Patreon. And if you join at the $25 level, you get a shout out on every episode.
It's true.
Like you're our producer.
Because
you kind of are.
Is so much money.
Yeah.
We have a new patron this week. Shout out to Maria. What's up, Maria?
Maria.
Thank you so
hell
much
yeah.
for joining us. We love you so much.
I don't know any Marias. So.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Except the one in West Side Story.
Right. And, you know.
Who would deign to date her neighbor.
Dane.
Dane.
That's a fun... You don't hear that much.
Oh, really?
I don't hear Dane.
Oh.
What have you deigned? What do you deign?
What have you...
Have you deigned to do anything today?
What have you recently deigned to do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I usually just do stuff. I don't do that. The deign phase. I don't really spend a lot of time on
it. Well, deigning is when you do something that... is like other people wouldn't do. It's like sort of against the rules.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I meant, or like dare to do. It's like sort of shocking that you would do it.
That's one of those Jane Austen things where like you deign to ask for my hand.
Do you? Yes. Do you deign to touch both of my fingers when we dance? It's the one finger dance. Everybody knows that.
It's funny, war and dancing was about the same for a few hundred years.
Yeah, totally.
Let's all line up and not enjoy it.
Yeah, totally.
And no strategy
Stand
at all.
Stand still, no one kiss, and we all hate it.
Now it's just chaos. It's
totally.
We got drones and people are like dry humping. Everybody's like, whoa.
It's funny, like the next step after that too was like, okay, what if we do the same thing but in a ditch?
We've been doing war on the grass for years.
Well, now we stand still, but in a ditch we made.
And then we did one ditch war and go, that was
that
not
sucked.
Fun.
That sucked.
Did not like the ditch.
Everyone shot mustard at us. I couldn't see for a week. That fucking sucked, man.
Yeah, Hitler spent a week in a ditch and was like, ah, my mind is different.
Exactly.
I might be going a little nuts.
Okay, now, after the ditch war, what we're going to do is we're going to send every single person on Earth at each other at once. And then at the end of that, we're like, well, that didn't work. Kill everyone with one bomb. War is just so fucked. And then after that, we're like, that was fucked up. Let's let robots do it.
Right. Robots. Yeah. Let's let robots do everything.
Robot war.
Yeah. The ditch war. What a bummer.
The ditch war. Totally.
Hitler. And all those soldiers. Like, hey, I spent a couple of years in a ditch and, I had some good ideas. And it's like, you want to run them by a therapist? No.
No.
No. I'm going to run for president.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see how it goes. What if everyone in charge of Earth was in a ditch for
you? How are
you
doing? I'm good. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I was in this war where I spent every single day in a ditch with only other men, and every time I said I miss my wife, they called me gay and punched me in the balls. But I'm good.
How are you? Exact same thing.
I'm good.
Just a different country.
And the therapist is like, I was in that war too. High five, brother. That was fun.
Is it? Well, I was watching the Century of the Self thing, and it was like some footage of a therapist talking to a soldier. They're both chain smoking. Yeah. I'm just like, well, this is getting a lot done. We're getting a lot done here.
Totally. Doctors used to smoke.
Right. They're like, tell me what's wrong.
Oh, man. Sorry. Oh, I got a frog in my throat. That's my diagnosis of myself.
Yeah, I guess I got a frog.
I guess I have a frog in my throat. It's not from smoking around these kids that I'm taking care of.
Yeah.
This is a pediatrician looking at a baby. I think they're good. They do cough when I stare in their face.
They had little tiny cigarettes for the babies. They're like, well, you give them a couple of swats.
Yeah.
As soon as they're born, you hit them on the ass and you give them a cigarette.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how we get
After 6 months, if they're crying, you can punch them in the face.
We got to rename Indiana Jones.
We got to rename Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah, we
I'm
do.
Excited. I'm proud of my fucking names.
I love them, too. I'm excited. Let's go.
It's always fun, but yeah, this one I'm like, I'm proud of my names.
Hell yeah. New names for Indiana Jones.
Let's do it. Dr. Gunn.
That sounds like that's going to be a movie.
Yeah, totally.
Dr. Illinois Phillips.
There it is. The spy who could read.
Tallahassee James Bond.
Oh, okay. Ooh. That's like really good. Yeah. The brave little dad.
Robert California.
Womb Raider.
Oh, God. Oh, it sounds like a Chiron on Fox News.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a porn series.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Womb Raider?
Yeah. Womb Raider 7, Daddy Gets a New Stepdaughter.
Oh, man. All right.
Tomb Daddy is another one.
Tomb Daddy.
I didn't write down Tomb Daddy, but Tomb Daddy's pretty good, yeah.
All right. Nazis, the devil, Nazis, Russia, aliens.
Wow, that's great. All right. Adventure Gary.
It's hard to fire teachers.
Ethan Hunting License.
That's good.
Thank you.
Chattanooga Williams.
Cornell Westworld.
I Hate Shirts.
Ninja Brian.
Jurassic School.
Safari Povich.
Here Comes a White Guy.
Whip Hat Bookman.
I Like to Steal.
Why Does He Run Weird?
He does run weird.
He runs so weird. Why is it so hard for Harrison Ford to run?
Well, he's running in boots made in 1910. And that's not good.
He runs weird in everything. It's like he had this gym teacher that was like, if you're going to run, you got to lean. Make sure you lean forward. Running is falling.
And all he does in The Fugitive is run. Bad run. I think he's got a bad knee.
And he like moves his arms weird. He's so weird looking. And I think that's like how you know that sexuality is fluid. Because every woman in the 70s was like, he's the only hot man.
Right.
Falling is running. He moves his arms dumb, and I want to fuck him. Yeah. He's always got a 5 o'clock shadow at every moment of the day. He's always drunk, and it seems like he hates me. Let's fuck.
That was a man. That's what a man was.
Yeah, totally. You know? He was like a little soft.
Yeah.
Because he was in the space movie.
Right. And he seemed to love a woman every few years for a minute.
Right. That's right.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Indiana Jones, it literally was. Do you remember the concept was that his students all wanted to fuck him?
Yeah, that didn't age great.
Yeah, exactly. There's like, ooh, I got to sneak out the window because all these female students are trying to talk to me.
Right. They won't take, they're like writing things on their eyelids and, you know.
That's right.
It's a little weird. I'm like, this is college, right? This better be college.
I got
least.
A lip tattoo that says, I want to fuck my teacher.
Right. Oh, no.
Weird.
At least he didn't write it. If Harrison Ford had written it, so I'm a school teacher and everybody wants to fuck me.
Yeah, totally.
What?
Somebody who wrote that was overcompensating big time. Like whoever, because who did write? Did George Lucas write that?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
George Lucas and Steven Spielberg sitting there
with
their glasses. It's like us writing that. So there's a guy everybody wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he wears a bow tie. He wears a bow tie, and he teaches at the best college in the world.
And he's got a whip. Why? No reason.
And he can't run, and he's bad at punching, but he wins every fight. I'll bet you the original script for Indiana Jones, it was called All right. It's called Strong George. And it's about a doughy man with a gray and black beard. And he writes, but he wins every fight and everyone wants to have sex with him. And his name's George Lucas. It's me. George Lucas, the hero.
George. Oh, man. We got to read some of y'all's suggestions. Yeah, yeah. Y'all are tweeting at us. We tweet out, you know, keep a look at our Twitter at What's It Pod, where we tweet out the topic. And if you thought, you know, if this is your first time listening, if you'd been a listener, you'd be like, ooh, I'm on the sea on the Twitter. They're renaming Indiana Jones this week. I want to get a few jokes in there and we can read it on the show. But, you know, if this is your first episode, just keep a look at the Twitter and we'll be doing it all the time, you know. You can join on with anything we rename.
Exclamation Nick, who writes in a lot. What's up, dude? Has one. In my own image.
Oh, hell
Mississippi
yeah.
Gary.
Mississippi Gary.
Mississippi Gary is like...
That's great.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love this one. At the real Zach Still, Sherlock Bones.
Oh, hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
That's really good. At Sticks Jaston, Whippy Whippy Bang Bang.
Whippy Whippy Bang Bang.
I mean, that's just incredible.
Ooh, I like this one from at Carbon Cesspool, Bobby Brown Clothes.
Oh, this is super clever. Larry Bellello says, Hannah Montana.
Oh, Hannah Montana. Come on, dude. Wow, I like when it combines like eight cultural things.
I know. At Boogeyman Weather, Quiplash.
Quiplash. Yeah, hell yeah.
That's good. At the real Zach Still, the guy you wish was your dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, I like this one from at Tig Naruto. The name's Bond. Jungle Bond.
Yes. At Amber FT Vault, Professor Whippy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hello. Professor Whippy. Whippy is great. It's like very.
The whip is such an interesting, like, you see the whip in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And within 30 seconds, he's using it as, like, he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, totally.
Where it's like, good thing you brought that.
He really is, like, one of the most, he has no hand-eye coordination at all, but he can just, like, beat everyone's ass. It's so crazy.
And how does he afford it? Like, they don't pay teachers that much.
Yeah, he's definitely independently wealthy. Even his father, when he, like, that in the beginning of 3, when there's young Indiana Jones,
yeah.
And he's like, ah, father, I found the book. They like live in a shed.
Right.
They live in a
Where's
shed covered in dust. And he's like, be quiet. I'm very close to finding the Holy Grail. The only thing I spend my time on in my shack. Looking for the cup that Jesus drank from. I just look for it.
Hey, Dad, do you have any money? No.
No.
No, I'm looking for the Holy Grail.
But it's 1915 and everyone's fine. Like, really?
All right, we got to go from at Seth Mills, Fedora the Explorer.
What the fuck?
Dude,
I feel like that's it.
That's going to be
tough. I mean,
tough
that's
to
just
beat. Fedora the Explorer.
There
Get
are a lot of good
here.
Ones in here, but damn.
I mean, what else do you need? You know, what else
yeah.
do you need? That's insanely
At
funny.
Max J. Kerr says, Utah Papadopoulos. I mean, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
At Jesus Family Band says, Dusty Springfield. Winslow Dumain says, The Amazing Racist.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At Max J. Kerr, Rhode Island Martinez. I don't
yeah,
know why, but that one
that's
is just great.
That's good. At Kid Obsidian, The Magical Flying Fridge Boy. I don't get it, but it's
Remember
funny.
Remember he got in the fridge in the fourth one during a nuke?
Oh, I never saw the fourth one.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, great.
Not good.
The original Snakes on a Plane, the first movie.
Yeah?
You know?
That's not
Remember
good.
That? No, I'm just saying.
Oh, that
I was
thinking
about how it was the first time there were ever snakes on a plane.
Right.
It was in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, they stole it. They stole it.
Damn. Yeah. Well, keep an eye on them.
Yeah, exactly. At a sphincter says Fedora Steve. It's
Fedora
also
Steve's
funny.
Great. At Max J. Kerr, North Dakota Fanning. Why is that so good?
That's great. At Loki Hates You, Dad Man Jaw, the intellectual with a revolver. At Call Me By Your Kevin, Dr. Whippy Dip.
Dr. Whippy
the
Dip.
Word whippy really gets me.
Yeah, whippy whip.
At Ted Snorker says Indiana Jones and his husband Sean Connery.
Man, I think it might be Fedora the Explorer.
I mean, yeah, let's read a handful more because there's so many, but wow.
Yeah, so many good ones. Ooh, I like this one. At Dr. Man Batman, dude, where's your treasure?
Yeah,
oh, always have to have a good dude, where's my...
That's great. Chris J. Tuthill, the man who hated snakes.
Well, who likes snakes? Nobody likes snakes.
Yeah. This is great. This is Mike McRae, a great comic from Austin. Dr. Fine Stuff.
Dr. Fine Stuff is great. I love Dr. Fine Stuff.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Totally Alan. Alan Strickland Williams says, Mr. Hat. That's like boat. That's like
Mr. Hat.
That's so funny.
Oh, I like Mr. Hat.
Damn,
too.
Dude. These are all so good.
Yeah, a lot of good ones this time.
Oh, this is great. Bobby Benedict says, Steel E. Dan.
What?
Yeah.
You deserve a medal.
Yeah. But, oh, and one more Bobby Benedict, the Hobby Lobbyist.
The Hobby Lobbyist?
I mean, how are you supposed to pick from these?
They're all so good.
But I do think Fedora the Explorer.
Yeah, that might be the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the Ricky shit this week.
We could not read all of the great ones in here. There's so many. At Demurist says, Dr. Fucks a Plenty.
Dr. Fucks a Plenty.
Oh, man. And at Sadie Quills said, Snake Bitch.
Snake Bitch. That's Cold great. Snake Bitch.
That's great.
Oh, man. Thank y'all so much.
You're the best.
Thanks for tweeting at us. Follow us so you can keep up with it. The Discord's actually now is my favorite thing. That's the thing to get on if you want to get in Discord. It'll make you feel cool. You get a new thing. It's better than Twitter. It's better than anything.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's It Called That Rodeo is our website. Links to all our Instagram and our Twitch and all that stuff is on there. And shout out to our producers, as we do every week. Ordinary Andrew. Tim Gately.
Timmy Gates.
Peter Cumistra. Amanda Richards. James Colton. Peter Dahlberg. Eric Williams. And, of course, our in-house producer, Kyle Neal.
Hell yeah.
Who makes this whole show happen. And shout out to Chris Cresswell, who made our theme song.
Best
theme
song in the world.
We love you so much, dude. And he and I have a split 4-inch record coming out next month.
Oh, hell yeah. You got to get that shit.
Yeah.
Put it on your mantle, give it to a friend, make it
totally.
A gift.
It might not play on a record player. It's real small.
Yeah, it's really small, but it'll be a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
We love you.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?